T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Cardinals Winter Warm-Up. Tom Ackerman with you. It is great to be at the Hyatt with Dylan Carlson. He is something else. I saw you in spring training last year. It was the first time I had seen you play. Had the great fortune to call some of the games down there in spring training. And after the game, I turned to some of our partners. I'm like, Dylan Carlson. And they looked back and said, I know. Mm-hmm. And it was quite impressive. That was a nice breakout for you and a very good season, wasn't it?
Definitely. I contribute a lot of that back to spring training, as you just mentioned. I learned a lot each and every day, and it was something that I'm really grateful I was able to experience, and I'm just going to try to keep building on.
You have a great swing. You look good in the field. What are some of your strong points? If you said Dylan Carlson is this kind of a player, what are sort of the things you hang your hat on?
Yeah, for me, I take a lot of pride in being versatile. So for me, I'm a switch hitter, so I think that keeps me in the lineup. Along with being able to play all 3 outfield positions, I think that really helps me. And, you know, it's something I'm really proud of, and I'm going to keep continuing to work on.
Have you always played outfield throughout your life? You played a lot of positions, mm-hmm. didn't you, infield?
Yeah, for me, I played first base a lot growing up, honestly. We had a guy in center field at my high school that did a really nice job. So he played center field. He was a first-round draft pick by the Tigers. So I just kind of played first base. Then once he graduated, I moved my way out to the outfield, and from there, I've just always played outfield. So, I think it's actually helped me a lot that, you know, I transitioned later to the outfield, because I feel like the coaching I got when I got into pro ball was just the best right away. That was all I knew. So I feel like that really helped me a lot.
Most of the games that I saw you, you were in right field, but it seems like you're comfortable in both corners. Have you played mm-hmm. a lot of center?
Yeah, this year I played mostly center, so I was able to familiarize myself with that. A lot, and before that I'd played the corners a lot in the minor leagues, but I'm comfortable in all 3.
I mean, you played a whole bunch of center, and you know, I think that's the thing, again, being versatile and playing out in the outfield, they're different though, aren't they, defensively, all 3 of them?
Absolutely. There's things in each spot that you know, you don't really realize are different until you actually get out there and start doing it. And you know, I'm really grateful the teams have been able to move me around and play me at all 3 spots, because I feel like it's only benefiting me.
Dylan Carlson is with us on KMOX. It's a lot of fun, this organization. There seems to be a lot of depth going on down in the minors.
Absolutely. A lot of fun, a lot of learning, and a lot of competition. So I can't complain. Just got to give your best each and every day, and it's real exciting to be in this organization right now.
What was that like coming into the organization for the first time? Describe that, if you would.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'd say not intimidating, but just a little bit, it opened your eyes for sure, that, you know, you had to bring it each and every day and work hard, and I think it really brings out the best in each player, and it's a great thing to have.
When did you fall in love with the game? When did you start playing? At a really young age, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, my dad was a high school baseball coach my whole life. He just finally retired, so for me, it was all I knew growing up at the field. I started playing baseball, organized, I guess, around 4 or 5 years old. And from there, I just played each and every year. So I grew up around the field my whole life. I'd go to school, from school, walk to baseball practice, and then go home, and then do it again every day. You know, and I just really love it a lot.
Were there some players that you fell in love with growing up?
A guy I really watched and looked up to was Prince Fielder. Just how much fun he had playing the game, the way he played, and all the passion he had. Another guy was Derek Jeter. I really, really just enjoyed watching him, the way he carried himself. And then the guy I really, really liked watching was Matt Holliday. Just his presence in the box, the way he just looked so confident always. I really just took notice of that and enjoyed.
Great guy to follow. And Holliday, you know, as a human being, I think was so well respected in that clubhouse. That's really important too, isn't it? Just that life balance that he showed, being a great dad, a great husband, good family man.
Absolutely. To have those people look up to, it's a real honor and pleasure. I had the opportunity to meet Matt when I signed in St. Louis in 2016, and it was an incredible experience with him, and I'm really thankful to have crossed paths with them.
Having someone like that take you under their wing is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Who else on this team are you close with and do you spend a lot of time with?
Yeah, for me, last spring was big. I got to meet a lot of the guys. Obviously, guys I've played with such as Jordan Hicks, Andrew Kisner, and then Jack Flaherty, someone who I've known and I've gotten close to, along with Colton Wong, a bunch of guys. I mean, the list goes on and on. Paul Goldschmidt, like, it's incredible how willing the guys are, the veterans are, to reach out and, you know, just pass along information and advice. It's really incredible. It's something special throughout this organization.
Well, Goldschmidt, there's another one. Quiet around a lot of people, but he just speaks with how he prepares, doesn't he?
Exactly. You know, through his actions, it's just evident that, you know, he's someone you want to follow and be around.
So, of course, there's all the outside noise of, is Dylan Carlson going to be part of this big league club? How much is he going to play? How often can he play? All you can control is playing ball. And I think probably as your career goes along, you'll learn how to continue to manage that, all of those things that come your way from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's a real exciting time, as you just mentioned. So, for me, obviously, all I can control is what I can control. So I'm just going to focus on the things I can control and get better at each day, and that's what I'm going to do to hopefully make myself the best player I could be.
Fun to watch you play. Really looking forward to your career continuing on in 2020 and to see where it goes. And thank you for visiting on KMOX.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Dylan Carlson with us. We'll be back right after this.